my disciples, and you will know the truth, says the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you know him, and I have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you will not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Gospel of the Lord. The last phrase: "If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." In St. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20, give the answer why we ask the name of Jesus. What will be given? Because St. Matthew says, "With two or three, whatever you ask in my name will be given, because with two or three are united in my name, I am in their lists." So the key is the presence of Jesus in us, among us. When there is Jesus present among us, that means there is mutual love. Where there is mutual love, whatever we ask will be given. That means to say, if you ask with the love, with the mutual love, and your prayer is waived. Our prayer is a kind of offering to the Lord. If we do not love one another, so we are not following his will. So what thing you ask? You ask things that belong to the will of God upon you. But already you, or first person, you do not leave the will of God. And you ask for many things. So in vain. That so true, Jesus says, "If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it," because when we ask in his name, that means we put him in our midst. We try to practice this mutual love among us, then there is the presence of Jesus. So whatever we ask will be given, because Jesus is among us. In his name, whatever we ask, God the Father will listen.